around since day one, so they mad as fuck that I came up.
I came up, I came up, I came up.
Been down since day one, so they mad as fuck that I came up.
I came up, I came up, I came up.
Been down since day one, so they mad as fuck that I came up.
I came up, I came up, I came up.
Been down since day one, so they mad as fuck that I came up.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
All right, guys, we are back. It is your local leader in sports, SportsCentered. I am Sunshine, joined by Big Cat and William Sleepy Bones Burns. And I am here to put my balls on the line and go over the free agency frenzy. We have so much. There are so many notes. We're just going to get into it. If we miss somebody, fuck you. And we're just going to roll. We're just rolling.
Yeah, we're going to have a good time. A lot of moves this week. Going to be a little quicker than usual, but you know, we'll make it happen. We'll figure it out. Really, yeah, not a lot of moves at the start of pre-agency, though.
Nothing of note today.
No, nothing I can think of that's important. I mean, what, a bunch of running backs went somewhere? Who cares?
We talked about that a little bit, though, too.
Yeah, they should all be poor. They should be thankful they have a job.
We pay their salaries. We're the fans.
That's right. That's right. We pay for where they live, the stadium, our taxes.
Yeah, they live in the stadium.
Yeah, that's where they live.
Actually never leave.
Yeah, what do you think all those rooms at the top are for?
Chad Ocasio had to live at the stadium because he blew his first big paycheck or whatever. Yeah, when he was like a rookie and stuff, he had to live at the stadium to save money.
No way.
Oh, Chad Ocasio, yeah.
He's doing pretty well now from what I see.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
Damn, well, that's funny.
Haven't you ever seen the Baker Mayfield commercials where he's living at the stadium?
Oh,
I wonder if
man.
He still lives up in Cleveland.
Probably. He probably still lives at the stadium.
Yeah, he summers up in Cleveland. That makes sense.
Wow,
doesn't it, though?
That feels like an eternity ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, well, man. The good news is the Browns have proven themselves correct, and they made the right move and certainly don't look like a bunch of dumb fucks, for sure. So that's good.
Not at all.
Yeah.
God.
Got to get our one mention of the Browns being idiots in.
Oh, well, I'm sure we'll get ample. But we have some tags. I'll run through the tags real quick. There were some big ones. Madubuike got tagged. He did get a big deal, though. I'm sure that's somewhere in here. Was it 4 years, $100 million or close to it for Madubuike? 13 sacks on the interior. Kind of Aaron Donald-esque. Had a hell of a breakout season. Ravens just know how to retain good players. The Panthers brought back Brian Burns on the tag. Jalen Johnson with the Bears. T. Higgins with the Bengals, who afterwards had requested a trade. It sounded like they were trying to get a deal done. Couldn't do it. And I think it makes sense for the Bengals. You can't afford to pay him. You got Chase coming up. Burrow, you already gave quite a bit of money to. So who knows if he's going to play there, if they're going to trade him. But they'll make something work out, best for the Bengals. But it'll be interesting to see where T. Higgins lands if he is shipped out. Pittman got tagged, but he got brought back as well on a 3-year, $70 million, I think. Man, if I'm right on some of these, Madubuike was 4 years, $98 million. Michael Pittman, 3 years, $70 million after the tag, and then the Josh Allen actually franchise tagged with the Jaguars. Don't know how that happened, but they were able to tag him, bring in a good quarterback. And the Kansas City Chiefs got Snead back, who was one of the top corners, and the Buccaneers, Antoine Winfield, which was probably the best safety this season. That's the tag list.
Isn't Snead seeking a trade as well?
I think they gave him an opportunity.
Opportunity, okay.
So that one, they seem to handle that shit really well, Brett Veach and co. So I imagine they're going to be just fine.
Well, they're going to figure it out. They were ranked 31st out of 32 NFL teams in overall happiness. So I don't know.
Is that true?
Chiefs?
I heard some talk about those rankings coming out again for this season, but I didn't see them.
The Chiefs finished 31st.
Really?
Yeah. Andy Reid got an A+. Everything else was like F-. Like stadium facilities, owner.
The players were promised a new locker room, and then they won the Super Bowl. So the owner's like, "Oh, not enough time."
Yep.
And so to make up for it, instead of stools in the locker room, now they have chairs. This is not a joke. The Kansas City Chiefs now have chairs in their locker room.
What?
They're like the Indians in Major League.
Yeah,
they got one hot tub.
Say that.
What do you mean? No, it's a movie. They were called the Indians. Sue me. That's what they were called.
No, we're not going to sue you. We're going to cancel you, Kat.
That's fine. Cancel me. I don't give a shit.
That reminds also, me a few years ago with when they with the college team. It might have been like LSU or something crazy who had like the most insane locker room you've ever seen with like fucking sleep pods and shit. Like, and then the Chiefs can't even get chairs.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They don't make as much money in the NFL. So you got to keep that in mind. And also, you were wrong. Josh Allen, the linebacker, signed a franchise tag with the Jaguars.
What
a quarterback that the Jaguars got was Mac Jones in a trade. Was the good quarterback they got.
I got that franchise tag mixed up. I had no clue that it was the wrong Josh Allen. But they did get a good quarterback. You're right.
Well, the question is, who starts next year? Trevor Lawrence or Mac Jones?
I mean, they're both first-round picks. I mean, Alabama, Clemson, great pedigrees. I don't know, man. That's tough.
I mean, I don't think it's that tough. Mac Jones is coming from a team with a championship pedigree. And, you know, I think you got to give him a shot.
He got to learn under the tutelage of Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia and Bill O'Brien. I mean, it really makes you think.
And that really good coach, Josh McDaniels.
Yes. He's good. Really good coach.
Yeah.
Really good coach.
He finished dead last in the NFL head coach ranking. So.
Oh, my God.
Good for him.
That's not surprising at all.
No.
But smarten up, wisen up a little bit. You clearly don't know ball.
It's just never going to happen for him, is it? It's just never going to happen.
It never should have. How does one back out of a deal like he did with the Colts and then get another opportunity? To me, it's like, all right, that guy has no integrity whatsoever. I don't want him anywhere near me, let alone leading my organization.
Well, the Raiders.
That's a good point. Jacob. But speaking of the Raiders, this is going to be an absolute clusterfuck, but that's what I love. So you had mentioned the Darius Hayward Bay, and obviously they're going to draft
Xavier Worthy.
Thank you, Xavier Worthy, the speedy kid. They also had Henry Ruggs, which you reminded me about as well. He was another speedster that really panned out.
Yep.
They love it, man. Love it.
Yeah, they love their fast wide receivers that don't work out. Although Darius Hayward Bay
didn't kill anyone.
That's right. Yeah, there's the right way to say it. A lot of wrong ways to say it flashed through my head there, but that's
the way to say it. Oh, shit. All right, let's get into more of the free agency and cuts and this fantastic free football frenzy that we're in. The quadruple F. I know how we all love alliteration. I'm going to skip over a few of these here. The Bills are absolutely exploding their roster. They have cut both Jordan Poyer and Tre'Davious White, saving almost $18 million. So they now have no one approximately left in the secondary, and I'm nervous for them, as if they didn't have enough issues last year. I think cutting two of your best players is maybe not the way to go about it, and I think they cut somebody else too.
They're in cap hell, bro. They had to.
Oh, they are,
because Josh Allen, the other Josh Allen, his contract kicks in. So the Bills' Super Bowl window is like shutting or shut.
Yeah, yeah. And who do you
got coming out of the AFC least?
I was going to say there's another team that is also in cap hell and cutting veterans and losing guys left and right, and that's the Miami Dolphins. Right. So I don't trust either of those teams right now.
Yeah, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Here comes Aaron Rodgers. I mean, look out. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, AFC favorites, AFC East favorites.
Well, their best quarterback did request a trade, or I guess was granted permission to seek a trade. So we have to see how that pans out before we crown them the champs.
Hmm. No, I'll just go with Aaron Rodgers, man. He's going to be good next year.
I don't know who that is.
You're just jealous, man. You haven't gotten a chance to spend a week in a dark cave somewhere.
Have you heard the very relevant Daniel Tosh talk about Rodgers?
No.
It's very funny. You should look it up. Very, very funny.
I'll check it out.
You should. I love Tosh. All right. What do we got? What do we got? Safeties all over the place are getting cut. I actually skipped over the Seahawks. They cut Jamal Adams and Quandre Diggs. Adams makes sense. Blitz boy, he just didn't really pan out there. They gave up a lot to get him. Quandre Diggs, though, I think is a really solid player. And more safeties going. The Broncos cut all-pro safety Justin Simmons, 8 years there. I think he's had the most interceptions since 2014 when he was drafted. Was it 2014?
2016.
2016, excuse me. So, yeah. Oh, goodness. And then it's even here. So, Justin Simmons, Poyer, Jamal Adams, Kevin Byard, who did get signed to the Bears, 2 years, $15 million. Rayshon Jenkins, who, and then Eddie Jackson. So, a bunch of solid veteran safeties. And I don't know if you remember that game that Rayshon Jenkins had. He had, like, two interceptions for a touchdown and like 15 tackles like a year or two ago. So that's the first thing I think of when I think Rayshon. But yeah, man, that's interesting. And for a team that needs safeties, who's to say the Browns don't dip their toe?
Well, I don't know. They're going to be in cap hell here soon.
They can't afford it. Yeah. 100%.
Ronnie Hickman.
Is he back?
He's the truth, dude.
You love Ronnie Hickman.
Just wait.
He'll be back, though.
He played really well for the Colts last year. He's also not on the Browns, if you're insinuating that.
Ronnie Hickman. The Ohio State.
Oh, Ronnie Hickman. Hold on. Yeah. Who am I thinking of? Ronnie Harrison.
Yeah, Ronnie Hickman.
Sorry,
guys.
Sorry.
He had a great rookie year.
Other Browns safety.
Come on, clean it
great,
up.
Great rookie year for an undrafted free agent.
Clean it up. Getting those two confused.
Yeah.
How dare I get the Ronnie H safeties that played for the Browns these past two seasons mixed up. Yeah, golly.
Get your Rodneys right.
Golly. Rod, did you do that on purpose?
Do what on purpose?
Yes. What do we got? What do we got, guys? What do we want to jump to next? Oh, Jalen Johnson got re-signed as well. I didn't see that one. Michael Thomas is cut. That's interesting. He's been really good these past few years. Yeah.
Yeah, he's been really good. His last all-pro season was 2015.
Whoa.
That's crazy.
No, I just made that up, but I mean.
We believed it. We believed it.
Was he even in the league then?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
It was probably his rookie year, and we're just eating it up. And that might have been his best year. His first, like, one or two seasons were amazing. That's great. Jake, I'll let you get to the Britt Reid stuff eventually. We also had some trades, like we talked about. Big quarterback mover Mac Jones to the Jags for a sixth. And then we're here. The Browns have made some moves. Let's talk about them. The Browns traded fifth and sixth this year for Big Booty Jerry Jeudy. What do we think about that, Kat? I've talked about it at length, I feel like, at this point. What do you think?
It's a really good move.
Oh,
I can't.
Would you say you want to gargle Andrew Berry's dick?
No.
Okay.
Because we could have Baker Mayfield throwing him the ball, but we don't. So I don't think I'll ever get there. But, I mean, I can't think of – outside of bringing in somebody who's probably going to demand a lot of money like Calvin Ridley, who I'm surprised hasn't been signed yet as of recording. It's just a good move. I mean, a fifth and a sixth. I've seen some comparisons to the Amari Cooper deal. It's not that. The Amari Cooper deal was insane.
Yeah,
and Jerry Jeudy's more
steel,
more of a potential guy. Who's the guy they brought over from the Jets last year?
Elijah Moore.
I mean, it's the same vein of a move. You're getting a young guy who has all the tools and just needs to be given an opportunity where he doesn't have a little short quarterback like Russell Wilson.
He doesn't have a little short quarterback.
Yeah.
Like Russell Wilson. God damn it. We'll get there, I guess. Yeah, there has been some QB moves. So I did make a video on it. I like the move overall. I totally agree with you, Kat. It's more in the vein of the man, we just said his name, the Jets receiver.
Elijah Moore.
You get young talent, hopefully fresh start, and you take a year in Elijah's case too to decide if you're gonna pay him. And at the very least, it's a low cost, you know, high potential upgrade to who else was it going to be? You know what I mean? Like that. And I think it really rounds out the receiving core. Elijah Moore underneath, Amari Cooper on one side, Jeudy over the top, Njoku in the middle. Hopefully, pray to Jah, Nick Chubb back. So I like the move overall, absolutely. But I don't think we should freak out. It's not freak out. I do think the Broncos sold at the absolute worst moment. Yeah. They should have tried to ship him these past two seasons when they could have gotten maybe a second, you know, were the conversations back maybe 2 years ago, but it's interesting nonetheless. And I just like that Barry is still aggressive. He's aggressive like that. He just is. He's aggressive. So I like it. He's going to upgrade and not wait.
Yeah. I feel like I'm pretty biased because I've been a Jerry Jeudy fantasy believer and a Rashad Bateman fantasy believer.
Oh, I'm with you.
It's just, you know, it's just like some of those guys where it just never pans out the way you think. Like, here's the big breakout year. Here's the big breakout year. And well, it just hasn't come along.
It's now. Him, so. It's happening now.
Well, I mean, that seems to be my attitude. But here on Jerry Jeudy, I'm like on year three of this. So year three of Jerry Judy's going to break out any minute now.
Kat, think about this. Think about Flacco throwing a deep ball to Jerry Jeudy. Think about it.
Well, Flacco's not our quarterback, so I don't have to worry about that. We got Deshaun.
I can't believe we're here.
We could have Zach Wilson.
Oh, breaking news. So, guys, this is Monday, 6:33 p.m. right now. What is it? The 11th. So this is the first day of the legal tampering window or whatever. So there's a lot of deals we're not going to get to. I'm checking my phone constantly for breaking news. The Panthers are trading Brian Burns to the New York Giants. That's breaking news. Initial thoughts, Kat.
That's a big move.
He's getting a deal from him, 5-year, $150 million max.
Why? What did they trade for him?
That we don't know yet.
I guess I got to see.
That makes sense for Carolina, though. They're just...
Yeah.
And Burns is now the second highest paid defensive end in the NFL.
Do you think... have they already given up on Bryce? I mean, seriously,
that is just
though,
such
could
a
we...
funny question.
Okay. All right. So, I mean,
they
not
do what the Cardinals have done?
Well, not to jump into, you know, Kirk Cousins went to the Falcons. All right. So,
oh, he did.
So that's one Justin Fields landing spot that's gone. Do we see Justin Fields in Carolina?
You know what? Somebody said that to me the other day. And my initial thought was like, you sound like a fucking idiot right now.
You sound crazy, right?
And Big Cat, I still think that's crazy. I wouldn't call you a fucking idiot, but that's crazy. I won't though.
I don't think it's that crazy.
The Vikings open up, the Patriots are wide open, but well, you know, they're gonna get a guy at three, I imagine.
The Bears are not gonna trade Justin Fields to the Vikings for sure. The Patriots, I think, are going to get their guy at three. Where does it make sense for Justin Fields to go now if they're not keeping it? And
the
as much as I think they should
the
keep him, well, the Commanders picks two.
Oh, fuck, you're right. I forgot they were that high.
What, Raiders?
Raiders just signed American hero Gardner Minshew
I didn't see that.
2 years, $25 million. So they just signed him. So that feels like, hey, this is either the stopgap or the guy during the guy, like while we're waiting for the guy, like as in they bring somebody else in that isn't Justin Fields. That doesn't feel like a move they'd make if they had plans on Justin Fields.
Huh. Well, where's Justin Fields going to go?
Man, what if he just is the backup? What if he's just a backup in Chicago?
Or he starts and they give Caleb a year.
That's a great situation for him, I'm sure. Really won't fuck him up at all.
Well, I mean, it is what it is, but
watch them pool what we did with Baker and Deshaun, and they draft Caleb, and he Justin just has a better career, like is just better somewhere else than Caleb Williams.
It could definitely happen.
I don't doubt it. I'm not as sold as on Caleb Williams as everybody else. He's got everything, but I'm not sold.
No, and we'll get to see those two square off. This Saturday, boys, we're 6 days away. I'm excited. It's
six days. 6 days away. Perfect spot from the Rumble and chicken taste test.
Yeah. Yeah. 5 days away, right? Wait.
What's today? Monday?
Monday.
Well, it depends on how you count it.
I'm calling it five.
Okay. We're almost there. And when you're listening to this, most likely 3 days away.
Three days until the Royal Rumble. We'll see Justin Fields square off against Caleb Williams. It's exciting.
Is it just straight a 1v1 match? What's the deal?
Well, I mean,
are they in a cage?
We got the Bears belt on the line, the starting QB belt. And no, there's no cage. Okay. I got the whole card. We'll run it down at the end, but I got the whole card here. It's going to be a fucking banger. And we need a list of chicken places too.
I'm down. We'll make it.
Yeah. Crook, what did Crook say? He said he likes Lee's.
Oh, he's right. Lee's famous recipe chicken is really good, but there's one in New Philly and I don't think anywhere else.
They're like weirdly spotted all over Ohio. Like there was one down in Springfield.
Lee's is good.
That might be the only two locations I know of, Springfield and New Philadelphia.
Oh God, I want Lee's.
Well, we're not driving down to Philly, so sorry.
So I'm gonna
don't do that over Lee's chicken. That would
We'll see. But I could make a difference. Let the people know about Lee's famous recipe chicken.
That's fair.
Jumping back into it, Fletcher Cox retires. I don't care. Chris Jones back to the Chiefs. So $95 million guaranteed. I think it was 158 or something along those lines total. Like an insane amount of money for Chris Jones. 5-year deal. He is back. Good for him. Good. He stood his ground. Good for him.
I'm surprised the contract was so big.
It's huge. Big or long?
It's well, I
girthy or long?
Both. I mean, really, he kind of let his hand show. And, you know, after at the parade, you know, he's probably been sipping on a few pops and, you know, they stuck a microphone in his face and he's like, yeah, I want to stay a Chief. And it was like, maybe not the best thing to say. Cause then they could be like, you know, well, we know you want to be here. But they played the game last year, and this year, you know, he definitely proved how good he is and how important he is. So it's not like you can deny, well, I mean, it's Aaron Donald and then him, or him, then Aaron Donald, like,
yeah.
But they paid him. They paid him well. I just thought I expected a big hometown discount because he wanted to stay a Chief, but he didn't take it, and they paid him anyway. So good for him, man.
I agree. Good for him. Because they were talking about it and they, you know, said Mahomes took a discount. And blah. I mean, which his 10-year deal at the time wasn't a discount, but right now it's a discount. And Kelsey taking a discount, like whatever. Like, yeah, you're right. But good for Chris Jones. Fuck all that. Get your money, dude. Like, you don't have the longevity of not even NFL career, but earnings as those guys do. Like, Travis Kelsey is now a pop culture icon. Patrick Mahomes is maybe one of, if not the best quarterback ever by the time he's done. So good for him, man. Get his money while he can.
Well, let's slow our roll on Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback ever. All right.
I said by the end of his career, he's 28. He's got the three Super Bowls. That, all right.
Let's just
pump the brakes on that. That's not outlandish. It's not silly. You know,
one thing I will say, and this is directed to like two people, you know, sometimes a 10-year contract where it's really big money ends up being a value deal a few years into it when you're paying for somebody at the top of their sport, like a Francisco Lindor, for example, who signs a 10-year deal and everybody goes, wow, that's a lot of money. And then a few years in, you go, it's actually not that much money compared to, you know, some of these other guys. So just something to think about.
You sound like a huge Mets fan right now.
I do love the Mets. Been a lifer.
Oh, shit.
On the west side, taking in the sights.
As one would.
Yeah. Yeah. Me and Mr. Met. We go way back.
the famous mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that brings us to bittersweet news. Baker Mayfield signed back with the Bucks, 3 years, 100 total or 100 million total with up to 115 in incentives. And how much was guaranteed? 50? Was it 50? Was it half guaranteed? Good for him, man. That is so awesome. The Bucks got a good one. And we kind of were talking about people leading your organization and how I wouldn't want McDaniels anywhere near me or my children or anybody for that matter. So why? It just sucks. Because here we are with Deshaun Watson, who literally shouldn't be
within any sort of establishment, like within X amount of yards, not just schools, but anywhere, because he's a predator. And we let Baker go, and all he did one time was get tackled by the cops, which, like, hell yeah. I want a guy leading my organization who has the balls to run from the cops. Yeah. I don't know. It just sucks, man. Good for the Buccaneers, good for Baker. And we suffer and toil in Cleveland.
Yeah, but you know what? Deshaun would have got away from those cops. He's got the wheels that Baker doesn't have. So
that's exactly what Andrew Berry was thinking.
That's exactly what he was thinking. He's thinking, you know what? I like quarterbacks who don't get caught by the cops because they got that, you know, 4.6 speed, baby. You know,
dude, that video of Baker getting fucking railed by that cop is hilarious. Yeah. He was so drunk. Oh man.
Yeah.
Damn God. Do you have anything else to add to that?
While we're here talking about AFC North quarterbacks, I mean, Browns have the worst one, right?
Well, let's jump into it. So,
yeah.
Russell Wilson with a huge deal with the Steelers, a 1 year, what was it? $1.2 million. Obviously, now, okay. The Broncos are paying the rest. So
the Broncos are paying. It is absolutely in his advantage to take the tiniest amount possible to stick the Broncos with the biggest bill.
Well, stick them and let the Steelers be cap flexible.
Yeah.
Because I think Russell Wilson is obviously aging, going downhill, blah, blah, blah. But you put him in that offense with the playmakers that they had, and the offensive line is coming together. It's not there yet. I mean, they were really missing a competent quarterback. Their defense is always good. It's just always good in spite of everything. It's like, oh, God, they need corners. Oh, they need linebackers. They need this. Doesn't matter. They just play, and they are good. I mean, they were. That's really the last piece, and that's kind of worst case scenario for the AFC North.
I hate that Russell Wilson went to the Steelers, and I said it last week. I said I'd hate it if he did. All the Steelers fans I know are like, you know, God, we don't want that guy. You know, he's washed up. Russ had a decent season last year, and what was the stat I heard? He had the same number of touchdowns as Lamar Jackson, the MVP.
Maybe, I mean, passing touchdowns.
Yeah, 26, 28, whatever it was. I mean, that's not Kenny Pickett. You know, Kenny Pickett fucking sucked. Mason Rudolph sucked.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what you're complaining about if you're a Steelers fan. I'd rather have Russell Wilson than Deshaun Watson. I'd rather have Joe Burrow than Deshaun Watson. And I'd definitely rather have Lamar Jackson than Deshaun Watson. And so the big money quarterback we went and signed to get rid of Baker Mayfield, who I also would take over Deshaun Watson, is now the fourth best QB, maybe the fifth if Browning sticks around. Well, and Joe Burrow didn't, you know, sexually assault anybody or whatever. We settled on Deshaun Watson's baby Yoda yoga
pose
position, whatever that is.
Don't act like you don't frequent the baby Yoda yoga pose.
Consensually. Of course. I mean, it's all about consent when you're doing the baby Yoda yoga pose, which everyone should look that up because it's a sight.
It's not disturbing at all.
No. So we got that going for us as Browns fans.
Pretty happy about that. And we've been bouncing back and forth between the Browns and whatnot. So the Browns did re-sign Maurice Hurst in the middle, 1 year up to 3.2. I fucking love that. He gets another short, small deal because he got hurt. I do love Mo Hurst. And they also re-signed Za'Darius Smith. And this is the first time I'm seeing this. 2 years, $23.5 million. I'm sure half of that's guaranteed. That's an appropriate contract for an edge rusher. I don't think he was spectacular last year. So I'll take it. They still need to draft a guy at both the end and D tackle, but bringing back their own guys is what I think they need to do right now and really all that they can do. So I'm okay with it.
Well, okay. So we don't want to go too long, but I mean, now the Browns don't have a first and they don't have a fifth or a sixth. I mean, where are we looking on draft?
I think they have five total picks. I want to say it was like
2-3-3-5-7 or something like that. But let me look. Let me. All right. Round 2, pick 54. Round 3, pick 85. 5, 155, 6, 205, 7, 230. So, yeah, 5 total picks. And then they do have their 2 and 3.
You think we're going to see some moves there? Maybe to trade down a little bit? Or I don't think they got the firepower to trade up.
No, I'd imagine they'll trade down. They're going to trade down one of those top picks, acquire more. And, I mean, honestly, you know, the Browns are where they are. I don't think they have a lot of holes currently, which is a scary thing to say. So, you know, I don't think they need to have 10 picks. If they end up with 5-6 picks, you know, I think that'll be just fine and continue to bring back their own, you know, maybe get a few veterans in free agency, but I don't see much else. I don't see any other big splashes like Judy.
Yeah, that's fair.
But trading for Judy opened up those two, that second and third round pick for more defensive line and linebacker help. So that's another reason why I like that Judy pick.
Yeah.
Or trade, I should say.
Yeah. Let's move on. Let's get off the Browns here for a while, for a minute.
Yeah, that works. We got some running backs. You want to take that one, Kat?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm of the opinion that you don't pay a running back. So, mm-hmm. You know, what we got Saquon to the Eagles. We got Gus Edwards to the Chargers is a big one.
Which, by the way, I thought he was with the Ravens for like 20 years. So it's really, really weird seeing him go elsewhere. Although he's going back with the sweet, sweet Harbaugh.
Yeah. Yeah. One Harbaugh to the other.
That's kind of got to suck. Right. Like they're really good coaches and they're well liked, but it's like it's going to be the same style and it's going to be hard nosed. It's kind of like, oh, maybe, you know, maybe I wanted a little bit of a break. But no, he's going right back to the Harbaugh where he's going to put his head down and fucking go to work.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if it sucks. I think it's pretty cool. You know, like he's got to be one of the only players that will play for both Harbaughs. And, you know, I don't know. I think it'd be fun. And you know, he could talk to each Harbaugh about the other one.
Talk shit.
Yeah.
Probably like, show up at family events. Oh, God.
John was such an asshole about this. And then he can go to John and be like, oh, God, I wish I was here. You know?
he can get some intel on his brother. I think they play each other this year.
Oh, they have to, for sure, right? I mean,
like
even
Ravens Chargers, I think they do.
Yeah. They're going to milk that for all it's worth.
Yeah. I mean, you remember the rigged Harbaugh.
Oh, don't even get me started on the rigging. I had a whole blackout at the Super Bowl. Get out of here.
Come on.
Anyway.
They knew what Kaepernick was up to. It was preemptive.
Yeah. Yeah. And now he's blackballed from the league. I don't know. We're so off track here.
Those two backs, what did we get? Saquon was 3 years, 37.75. He's getting a pretty big deal for a running back. Who got that other big deal? We got DeAndre Swift, 3 years, 24 to the Bears, which just doesn't make sense to me. If you're going to pay a guy, I do like Swift. If you're going to pay a guy like that, just draft somebody in the second round. I don't know. Although $8 million for a running back is really nothing anymore, especially with the cap jumping. What other running backs we got?
Josh Jacobs to the Packers.
That's the big one. Million. Thank you. And then Aaron Jones was cut. And where's my guy that went to the Eagles? No, not the Eagles. The
Titans?
The Giants. Tony Pollard? Oh, Tony Pollard. I think that is the worst running back signing of the fucking day. That one's insane. You have Tyjae Spears, and you're going to bring in an older, slower version of him? Not interested. With a worse offensive line? No. I hate it.
What's when are we gonna hear Derrick Henry of the Ravens?
Oh God. Dude, there isn't any. The Ravens have Justice Hill, and that's it.
But, well, they're gonna have Derrick Henry.
Don't say that.
But they are.
That would be like the most Ravens running back you could have.
Yeah. And there he is.
He's just sitting there, begging.
Like, well, I mean, I'm not going to run through all the Ravens quarterbacks where they brought in veterans that looked washed up, and then they just turned out great.
Yeah.
It's like a cruel joke. Like Derrick Henry's the most Ravens running back. He's aging.
He has that bruising style. Like, he's definitely going to be a Raven, dude.
Yep. And then speaking of running backs, Austin Eckler, breaking news, signed with the Commies on a 2-year deal.
Yay. Well, what do you say about that? Took the money for sure.
A little, oh yeah, a little fire and ice with Brian Robinson.
Yeah.
The Brian Robinson.
Right.
Is that it for running backs? And we kind of said it, man. We kind of said it, though. Like, everybody on that list we went over, it's like, I don't see any of these cats go back with their teams, and it's all happening. They're all put somewhere else.
Giants took, Singletary?
Yes. Motor. Yeah. Devin Singletary, which is just, he's a fine player. It's just kind of funny. Like, you're going from Saquon Barkley to Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
Like, good luck.
Just be good.
Yeah, right. What do we got? Christian Wilkins, surprise cut or surprise not re-signed, whatever, with the Dolphins, signed with the Raiders. 4 years, $110 million, $85 million guaranteed. And, man, that just makes Chris Jones' contract look even more insane. But yeah. Now the Raiders have him and Max Crosby, so that's a dynamic duo. That's terrifying. And we were talking about the Giants, but the Giants got Brian Burns. They have Thibodeaux, and they have Sexy Dexy there now as well. So they have three stud defensive linemen with the Giants before I forget to mention that.
Well, they'll need it with how bad that offense is. So
right.
Well, there was
what do you think they do? Do you think they get in on the field sweepstakes?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
who says no?
Well, looking at the teams, okay. So I guess before the Kirk to the Falcons move, you would have said the Falcons were the betting favorite for Fields to end up there. I wouldn't have picked the Giants, the Panthers, and the Raiders as the three teams. I don't know where he goes now. I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be the Giants. Boy, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I feel bad, man. I think Jess is a good player, good dude. He's just in a really weird situation. And I don't know. When do you think they make that deal?
Daniel Jones, the exact same thing. It's a good dude. He's a young guy. Just in a weird situation.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones signed his contract now. And then, you know, he was hurt last year. But I don't know. That's quite a move to make.
Yeah.
What a disaster if you bring in Justin Fields and Daniel Jones is still there. And I don't know.
Could you imagine, though, just being those guys are in the quarterback room, in the locker room? It's like, obviously nice guys, very athletic, similar enough play styles. I mean, what's his face? Fields is on a higher echelon for sure, but like,
yeah.
And then just totally completely different personalities. Like, Justin Fields, cool, calm, collected, really cool guy. Everybody likes him. And then Danny Dimes is like seemingly nerdy, maybe not ever say a word. You know what I mean? It's just the dynamic would be unique. I would like to say that, see that.
Like an odd couple type thing.
Right. And yeah, they end up being best friends.
Yeah. And they both end up either being really good or really bad.
They're going to start the dual quarterback system.
Right.
Well, think about that read option.
Right. Yeah, there you go. I want more quarterback. You remember Jay Cutler lined up at receiver?
Yeah.
Like, I want more of that.
He really
Give me Danny Dimes at tight end. You know, throw Justin Fields in the shotgun. Let's see what they cook up, you know?
I like it. I'm cool. Sold.
This could be like the forward pass, like a change so big that it just overtakes the league, and then every team has to have a second QB.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you think the Jags are doing?
That's it. That's what they're doing.
Yep.
Also, I just randomly thought of it. The first thing I did when I got home, I really wanted a Rumble entrant, and there is no representation for them. I wanted to see Jackson Mahomes run into the Rumble. I thought that would have been a good one.
And he's not available.
He's not on the game. There's nobody.
Somebody put Baldy in the game, but nobody put Jackson Mahomes.
Oh, there's like
you five can.
Pages of Baldies. Insane. And there's no Jackson Mahomes.
Insane. Winner Baldy. Royal Rumble winner Baldy.
Yeah. He's got a title shot. this Saturday.
Shot at the belt.
Yeah.
Against Santa?
Santa Claus. Yeah. Insane. The reigning TikTok champion.
Santa Claus and Baldy. I'm glad we got back there. What else we got? Bakhtiari was released by the Packers. That makes sense. Poor guy can't get his knee right. He was there for forever. Jonathan Grenard, 4 years, $76 million to the Vikings from the Texans. Babe Davis, 3 years, $39 million, up to $50 million to the Jags. That's an interesting one. I don't think it's an overpay by any means, but it just seems like another inconsistent receiver, kind of like Ridley was. You know, they just got a handful of inconsistent guys, which makes me a little nervous. But when he's on, dude, he's on. He's a great player.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't have much to say about Gabe Davis to the Jags. Good luck. I mean, it makes me think if the Bills couldn't make him work that great, I don't know, what are the Jags going to do? Although they got Max slinging back there now, so we'll see.
That's a good point. When Max in the building, things change.
Yeah.
Some have called him the Grayson Allen of the NFL.
How? Yeah, that's a really good comparison, the Grayson Allen of the NFL. Remember after his first year, all the shit came out that he was like running back to Saban and bitching about Bill Belichick?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, like after the first year.
Do you want to hear a conspiracy, Cat, real quick?
Yeah, let's hear it.
So you mentioned Saban and Bill. Obviously, they've worked together, two of the best coaches ever. And somehow Mac Jones fell to that 15th pick to the Patriots. Maybe, just maybe, everybody knew he sucked. But Saban is giving this info to Bill, say, hey, this is your next guy. This is the Brady replacement. He's the man. Draft him. And he did all of this so that Bill had to, in shame, retire the same year. And maybe, just maybe, does that put Saban a little bit higher on the football echelon? Do you think he did that purposely to Bill?
That requires so many mental aerobics, gymnastics. I can't even keep track of who wants what. I love it. I think it's definitely true. Yep. And I mean, who do you think leaked that Mac was running to Alabama coaches? Saban.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But
well, makes you
I mean,
think.
Come on. Mac Jones, his rookie year was okay. And it was like, you know,
everybody says his rookie year was okay. He didn't throw it past 10 yards. There was one game where he didn't throw a single pass.
Okay, in Blizzard, where they got 5 feet of snow, he threw it three times.
They don't trust his little baby weak arms to throw it.
No, okay.
He did. Okay. I'm just saying I don't think he had a good rookie year. I think he was coddled to a point where it's like you're playing Madden and you know you got your backup QB in, so you're running the ball, you're running slants, you're running drags, you're just not putting it in harm's way ever. So maybe it inflates those numbers. Maybe you throw for 70%. Maybe you didn't throw a pick this game. You threw for 140 yards. Congratulations. No. Mac Jones didn't have a good rookie year.
What you're describing the West Coast offense, which...
Right, which is futile anymore.
Well, I mean, it won many Super Bowls, but...
Wow, I'm looking at... That plant's really dead now. I'm seeing it in my camera. But what was I saying?
You were talking about how good Mac Jones is.
How good? Yeah, anyway, Mac Jones is the best quarterback of all time. Thank you.
No, but okay. We roasted Russell for, you know, let Russ cook.
Russell Wilson.
Russell had like a Hall of Fame career for like 9 years. And then, it was like, okay, he had a bad year and everybody roasted him. Like, could you imagine being Mac Jones? You had an okay rookie season, and then you're like, you know, God, I just they won't let me be Mac Jones. You know, they won't let me cook. And then we got to see him cook. It's just so much worse.
And then we got to see him cook. I was going to say they won't let him throw a 5 yard out anymore. That is the equivalent of Mac Jones cooking. McCorkle Jones, the Mac attack. Yeah. What else did we have that I didn't get to say in the video?
You know what?
I don't know.
You know what?
Mac lethal.
You know what? Mac.
Yes. What?
Another thing is, it's about time we started putting some respect on Baker Mayfield's name. And it got dropped for a couple years, but we're going back to future Hall of Famer Baker Mayfield.
The Bakequake.
You just wait. Future Hall of Famer Baker Mayfield just signed that 3-year contract. He's going to be in Canton someday.
We've given him plenty of love over this past year.
Yeah. I'm not even talking about us. I'm just saying. You know, Joe Blow on the sidewalk. You know, you call future Hall of Famer Baker Mayfield. I better not hear different.
Or else.
Yeah.
Or we're gonna hit you with the patented move, the Bakequake.
That's right.
To be seen maybe at the next Rumble.
Maybe that's Rumble talk right there.
Yeah, baby. We wrap it all back up together.
I love it.
I'm ready to do that in person. I'm psyched. I am psyched. Dude,
I might just set it up and watch it tonight. Just have a private viewing for just me.
You're gonna be so much more prepared than me.
Yeah, for sure.
That's fine. I'll make it happen. I'll make it happen.
Yeah. I know the surprises too.
The surprises. I think we can hit on one more thing, and then Jake's got a soapbox. We got to start us soapbox. What was that last thing? We didn't really talk too much about Cousins. 4 years, $180 million, $100 million guaranteed. Kirk and his agent are amazing, and good for Kirk. He's going to be like 39 when that contract ends. Hell yeah. That dude's made so much money. So much money. And all of this is coming off an Achilles injury for a 35-year-old. Like, that's insane. Good for him. And the Falcons get immediately better. So it's going to be really interesting to see what they look like next year.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Tell me.
Rodgers was coming off an MVP season, and you poo-pooed on him.
When?
The Jet. The year before he left the Packers, he won the MVP. And you poo-pooed him going to the Jets.
How many years ago was that now? 3? And now he's 39? 40?
When was Kirk Cousins last MVP?
Hold on. When was Kirk Cousins? I just said all of this while coming off the Achilles. I think they're immediately a better team. I'm not saying he's going to be Kirk Cousins of old. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl like everybody, a.k.a. Big Cat, was saying.
They would have. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is undefeated in the Jets. It's undeniable. You can't deny it.
They didn't completely implode on both sides of the ball. The team was fucking ass.
Yeah, because they didn't have their leader for most of the season.
Wilson was right there, their leader.
We got old man Cousins coming off an Achilles injury, and we're going to crown him.
Did you see him throwing footballs in the tennis court?
Did you see Aaron Rodgers throwing footballs? Come on.
Rodgers is really arrogant about it, though. There's a difference.
I don't know. Kirk Cousins wearing gold chains, and I've seen him dancing around. You know, it's like, Kirk, that's not what I want out of my quarterback.
We can't have these hip-hop quarterbacks.
Quarterback to read books like Aaron Rodgers.
What book was he? Wasn't he reading some problematic books, too?
For sure. Yeah, he was for sure reading problematic books.
He's reading Mein Kampf, and it's fine.
Well, how do you learn if you don't read, man?
You're goddamn right.
I like people who read books. Hitler
wasn't that bad of a guy. Shit. I love when it goes off the rails. Jake, give us your soapbox. I'm good on free agency. There's too much. The clusterfuck, I think, is over, unless you have anything else, Kat.
No, I'm good.
So I got a quick soapbox for you guys. When this information I'm about to disclose came my way, I was extremely upset. So I'm going to try to keep myself calm while I go through these details. And I mean, I wasn't aware of this whole situation. People I reached out to weren't aware of this. And I think that's the issue, is that nobody knew about this. And it's a very big deal. So there's an article by Dan Wetzel of Yahoo Sports, and he's just got the perfect title for this. Former Chiefs assistant Britt Reid cut the line into the NFL. Now he cut the line out of prison.
It's great.
This guy, Britt Reid, is the son of Andy Reid. On February 4th, 2021, Britt Reid was a 35-year-old assistant for the Chiefs, where his dad, Andy, was the coach. On that day, Britt got drunk while working at the team facility. He then attempted the half-hour commute home. Going 84 miles per hour, he barreled into two cars parked on the side of the highway. One was broken down, and the other car was assisting the broken down car. So 6 people were injured that day, including a 4-year-old girl who has a lifetime of challenges ahead of her. She will be forever scarred by what happened to her that day. And Britt Reid was given a rather short sentence. And instead of fulfilling the full sentence, Missouri Governor Mike Parson commuted Britt Reid's sentence after just 16 months served. This is fucking disgusting, guys. Like, I know, like, football's awesome, cool, like, but now you're getting the goddamn governor involved to get your son out of trouble, Andy Reid? Is that what's going on? And why did nobody know about this information? I mean, I'm sure other people have known about this, but this needs to get out there. People need to hold Andy accountable for this, and he needs to hold his goddamn son accountable for what he's done. Because I can guarantee you, and I would put my life on this statement, that motherfucker, Britt Reid, will have at least one, if not two, three more DUIs. And possibly people will die in these occasions. It's going to happen. He did not learn his lesson. How can you learn your lesson if you're not, you served 16 months. Sorry, I got upset anyway, even though I said.
You said you weren't going to.
But anyways, I'm upset at Andy Reid, Missouri, their governor, who dodged all questions after this. He's got no, naturally. You certainly did nothing wrong if somebody asks you about something and you just don't respond. Clearly nothing wrong there. I feel so bad for the family of the four-year-old girl. Well, now she's probably like seven or whatever, but she's facing challenges every day, and that's just not right. And fuck you, Britt Reid. Go back to jail.
I think that's the perfect way to end it. And I think Missouri has a drinking problem altogether. Kansas City. And yeah, Jake, I would see the updates and stuff like that, but you brought to light the different things with that. And I had no idea. Like, it's just, it is crazy. People need to be held accountable, man. Innocent people are getting hurt, and in other situations, lives lost. It's insane just because, you know, somebody that's pretty good at coaching football or playing football, you know what I mean? It's pretty fucking gross, but, this is America. So,
yeah. Let's not even get started on how he got his job. Like, come on, man.
The cutting the line to coaching and cutting the line out of prison, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
To top it off, he looks like a total dirtbag, too. Just perfect dirtbag, shit-eating face. Just bleh. Just go back to fucking jail.
Well, all right, I'm done. This is, you ever read the Scarlet Letter?
No, I was supposed to, though.
Well, this is why they did the Scarlet Letter. You know, you brand them with the letter, so that way everybody knows. You know, so they should do to drunk drivers.
Yeah.
Oh, you know? God. Like, I saw pictures of the little girl. I might vomit and cry. Holy shit! Like, cutest little girl you've ever seen. And then there was a picture of her in the hospital bed. Fuck that guy. Jesus Christ. Sorry, Kat.
No, it's I mean, what are you gonna say? Money and power. Get you off in this country.
Yeah.
And you're right. I mean, he probably will end up. I don't think we sitting here in Ohio, we can look at Missouri and tell them they have a drinking problem. You know, it's the whole Midwest has a affinity for beer, but, you know, it's obviously terrible, but it's not surprising. And he is going to end up, I bet he does end up with another DUI or two, another Dewey or two.
Or back with the Chiefs, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let it blow over for a little bit, and they'll figure something out.
He's got to be hanging out with Pat's dad or something. They probably get drunk together and drive around like fucking idiots.
Best friends.
I know we're making light of this now, but I'm seriously livid.
They're the Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're both pieces of shit.
Right. We'll try to find the guy who did this. Well, let's take it to something more fun. We have Beefcake, and I love Beefcake like nothing else. And it's also really fun describing this segment of the show to people who've never listened. It is so much fun. I'm like, oh, it's the segment where we talk about hot men, and I call them cuties, and we brandish their accomplishments. It's great. With that being said, does anybody want to go?
I mean, I'd like to go last if I could.
Go last. Okay. I'll start it off. I'll give Jake a second to cool down. So my Beefcake is Alabama, Madden franchise Saints, and UFL legend, Bo Scarborough. So Bo Scarborough, if you remember him from Alabama, big bruising running back, had a cup of coffee in the NFL, maybe played a year or two. And then, you know, he played a few, in the other big professional leagues.
And so he had a long professional football career. And I love this guy. First of all, great name. And in Madden, his trucking was like 95, something like that. And he was, his speed was like 90. So it's like, for me, I want to run it up the gut. I want to pound you. It's not the typical Madden style or typical NFL style. And I had a franchise where he got up to a 99 overall, won MVP. Shane was in shambles. So he'll always have a special place in my heart. And he just retired. And he had a great quote, and I'm going to read it verbatim. You can love this game all you want, but at the end of the day, the game can't love you back because it's not a person, it's a ball. Bo Scarborough.
It's true. That is so true. That might be the most true thing I've ever heard.
I'm so happy.
It's a Michael Scott quote through and through.
It's so good. It's so good. Dash Wayne Gretzky.
He was big and deep there. But at the end of the day, it's just a field and a bunch of people doing the thing.
That's not a ball player, though. Capable of love. That's kind of sounds like Rocky, something he would say.
It literally can't feel because it's a bunch of objects.
Oh, shit. All right, Jango.
Okay, so I have a special beefcake this week. It's actually Brooks Beefcake. I have to credit him. He brought me this sad information.
Oh.
So on March 1st, the legendary manga artist Akira Toriyama passed away. He is known for his work in Dragon Ball Z, created that. He did all the art for the Dragon Quest series, Chrono Trigger. Oh. Dude, this dude is like a legend. Like,
wow,
a goddamn legend. And I never really got into the Dragon Ball Z stuff that much, but I sure as shit played Dragon Quest. I sure as shit tried to play Chrono Trigger when I was younger. And I got to say, I mean, he passed away at age 68, so he wasn't even that old. His favorite character, at least according to the internet, was Piccolo. I don't know if you guys watch Dragon Ball Z. You know,
Okay. Is he the one that's pink?
No, he's the green one. Let's not get into Dragon Ball Z. We're going to embarrass ourselves. Yeah. Anyway, Akira Toriyama has passed away, and it's very sad.
That's a really good one. Crook told me he had a special beefcake for you. That's good. I like that. Bringing more gaming into this, which, you know, we can maybe make that a future segment is, you know, talking about games. But I heard about that before Crook. A handful of tattoo artists I see / follow were posting about it. I'm like, I don't know who this guy is, but like, he's a legend, like everywhere, not just the gaming, the anime community, everything. So that's
everything.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Sad day. Beefcake.
And then my personal beefcake, I was actually going to slot him in last week, but something more important came up. No offense to this guy. So it would have been like 2 weeks ago now in the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. The banner for Nick Gilbert was raised into the rafters. He was the son of Cavs owner Dan Gilbert. He had a debilitating terminal disorder. It's like neurofibromyalgia. I won't pretend to know what it is or what it's called, but it sucks. And he was sort of the Cavs' good luck charm. He got us the first overall pick in the draft in 2012 and 2014. It was all thanks to him. He killed it.
Yeah.
He got us Kyrie. He's sort of messed up with the Anthony Bennett stuff, but regardless, he's a legend for what he brought to the Cavs. And I love his little bow tie he wears everywhere. And it's just a shame that he passed away, but I'm glad he's getting more recognition in the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Good for him.
Yeah, that was, couldn't have said it better myself, Jake. Oh, wait, what picks did he get? Did he get Kyrie and
Anthony Bennett?
Was it?
That's what I, yeah, Anthony Bennett.
We don't talk about that one.
Yeah, forget about that one.
And so, and
the Canadian
Wiggins,
legend.
So they had four in the span of what, 15 years, the Cavs, first overall picks?
Was Wiggins first?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's insane.
I mean, it's even more insane Rigged? If you leave out LeBron. It was like three in like 7 years or something.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. Jesus Christ.
Well, I got a dual beefcake this week. Speaking of video games, my beefcake this week, beefcakes are Smitty, my good friend Smitty, and he will be facing Neil deGrasse Tyson in the Hell in a Cell this upcoming Saturday for the Earth Science Belt
I can't wait for that match. I'm going to have good commentary for that one.
It's a very important match. They both look great. They both look really good. But my second beefcake, the first ever triple beefcake, Justin Grove.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's winning today, and he's going to win this Saturday. There's not much more to say about it. Brooke, you're going to lose. I'm sorry, but you're just outmatched here. You're outmatched. You can't play the mind games. You don't have the ring psychology of a Justin Grove. And he's going to eat you up. And I'm going to run down the card here real quick. Just so we know.
Get to know?
Oh, we're going to run it down here. Yeah, we'll awesome. Let everybody know what's in store this Saturday.
Run it down and let's get out.
And we have our next Rumble's co-main event already announced. Next Rumble, we got not this one, not this Saturday. I figure we'll do it again closer to June, right before Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight.
Oh, thank God. You mentioned, and you're gonna say it, but you mentioned a tag team of whoever the Paul brothers are facing. I didn't text you, but I've been thinking about it all week. They have to fight Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield. They team up.
No. That would make sense because they're like friends now.
I know they are. Isn't that? Yeah. I couldn't. Couldn't be me.
Yeah.
These ears are too big to lose a chunk.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it would look silly.
You get used to it. But no, it's not going to be that. It's going to be a separate event down the line right before the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. We're going to do a knockout match. But this card here, we got the Pauls going up against the mystery tag team. Who knows who it'll be? Who knows who shows up at a Royal Rumble?
Who knows?
You never know. We got Smitty versus Neil deGrasse Tyson in the Hell in a Cell. We got Caleb Williams versus Justin Fields, just a one-on-one, straight-up normal competition. You know, keep it fair, a fair QB competition.
Fair and balanced.
We got Tyreek Hill versus plus-size Instagram model in a one-on-one Extreme Rules match. So we're going to get some violence there for sure. We got the fatal four way. We got Kane's Tenders versus Cheesy Gordita Crunch versus Junior Bacon Cheeseburger versus McMuffin, and that's a fatal four way elimination match. So we figured out the trick is to not having an hour long match is making it elimination. So they let the persons be pinned.
I see.
So they don't. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that person will get to face McCheese at the next pay-per-view because he's getting the night off. And then
with a much-deserved night off for McCheese.
He needs it. You know, he's earned it. We got Santa versus Baldy, and then we got Grove versus Crook in a 2 out of 3 falls Texas death match. I can't even tell you. I'm excited. I'm excited for that one.
I'm most excited about this Brook v. Grove matchup. It's going to get contentious. We might physically fight.
Yeah. Yeah. 2 out of 3 falls too. So, you know, best 2 out of 3. There's no excuses after this. This is a man's fight. And then we got the Rumble after that. It's going to be electric, man.
I'm excited.
It's going
to
be
To see the contestants of the Rumble.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It looks good. Hold on. Let me hype you up a little bit here real quick.
I'm already warmed up.
I'm going to send you a quick pick here.
And you guys wouldn't believe how much I have to piss again.
Hey, guys,
I do too, actually.
I hate making mistakes. So Nick Gilbert got us Kyrie in 2011. And in 2013 was Bennett. 2014, Wigan. So he still killed
Jesus Christ.
But, yeah.
How old was he when he died? Wasn't he like 28?
Yeah, mid-20s for sure.
Damn.
Yeah, it's fucking tragic, dude.
There you go. Look at the preview screen here. Just look at what we're working with.
Did you text it?
Yeah.
Oh my God. How did you even do that?
A lot of hard work.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to be hungry after a fast food fatal four way. There's a quad F to end it.
Ah, love alliteration.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. It's going to be good. So join us this Saturday. What's my Twitch name?
BigCat7404.
Yep. We'll send the links
Twitch.
Out.
Yeah. We'll post it to YouTube afterwards. Maybe hopefully we can get some clips out after, maybe before for the promo if we can make that happen. I'm excited.
It's going to be a good time.
One more thing. since we're leaning.
One more thing.
Since we're leaning into Jacob. Video games. Sorry, I'm just looking at my PlayStation. Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection releases.
Oh my God, that's this
two
week.
2 days, dude. It's going to release when this releases, I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God.
I'm fucking stoked. I know, like, my buddy Dan, he's fucking stoked. I don't know who's not fucking stoked, but yeah.
I got to pre-order it like you did.
Yeah, right.
Holy shit. We're playing that when it comes out.
Well, we got Helldivers, but yeah, we'll figure it out.
I don't have many appointments this week. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. That's it for me, folks.
That's all I got.
All right, guys.
Later, skaters.
Ain't got nothing now. I never had nothing.